You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and I am your host for this and every other episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Hopefully, you know, it's kind of a bright part of your day, something you look forward to on Wednesdays. I am really pushing hard to get back on that schedule. And speaking of schedule, I'm actually back to a normal kind of format this week. And if you're new to the podcast, if this is the first episode you've heard, you know what? There's 101 other episodes you can check out, and I encourage you to do so. Some are better than others, I will admit that. But normally what I do is I share a couple of news stories from the last week or so that I found interesting, and then I dive into a review or opinion piece about comics, movies, TV, or something else in geek pop culture. So we are going to go ahead and jump right in to the news stories. One you may or may not find interesting. I do, and I just kind of wanted to give a shout out. So this week, as I record this, I am smack dab in the middle of podcast movement. Now, I myself physically am not. I'm still at home in Indiana, wishing I was in Philadelphia attending Podcast Movement 2018. And if you're unfamiliar with that, what it is this, it's kind of like Comic-Con, but for podcasters. That's the best way I can do it. And it segues very nicely into the, you know, what's coming up in this episode. But it's just this huge thing. And there's a lot of people that I respect that are there right now. The Blueberry team is there, and it's really cool. I've been checking out pictures, and the reason I bring this up is because one of my podcast mentors, somebody that has made me think about the way I do my podcast and the way I present, and just, you know, he's a mentor. Dave Jackson. I've talked about him before. I think I talked about him in the last episode where I talked about the history of the podcast. Well, Dave Jackson has a podcast called The School of Podcasting, and he has a bunch of other shows, but that show in particular, I have learned so much from him, and I have such respect for him. He's one of the two people who has really helped me along in my podcast journey. And at Podcast Movement, they have this Academy of Podcasters Hall of Fame. And this year, Dave Jackson, actually the night I'm recording this, Tuesday night, Dave Jackson was actually inducted into the Hall of Fame by one of my other mentors, Daniel J. Lewis. So that was really cool. And I just real quick wanted to give a shout out to both Dave and Daniel. Congratulations, Dave, on being brought into the Hall of Fame. It's definitely an awesome, awesome thing to see. I actually got to see a Facebook Live, so That was really cool. Also, Daniel, it was really good to see you not in person, because I've never met you before, but to actually see you at that event. And, you know, you've had some rough times going on, but that is not what this episode's about. It was just cool to see those guys in action, and I don't know. I wish I was there. Hopefully I will be at the next one, and maybe I'll get to meet these guys. How cool would that be? So now let's move on to the biggest, maybe the biggest story from last week that actually doesn't have to do with Comic-Con. Yeah, last week, Disney fired James Gunn, and in doing so, removed him from Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And this took place after some tweets dating back to 2009 were brought to light. And I'm not going to read any of them. I'm not going to really get into the meat of this. But they were inappropriate. Very, very inappropriate. And I want to say that I did not find any of these tweets funny. at all. I'm not defending James Gunn. I'm not defending what he wrote. I don't find what he said appropriate or acceptable in any light at all. But there's a lot of things that I want to say about this. But I think the biggest thing is that people do change. You know, it's been almost a decade since he wrote these things. He has publicly admitted that he is taking full responsibility for what he wrote. He's not going to pass the buck off to somebody else. But it's frustrating as a fan of his movies. Not all of them, but, you know, I can remember when Guardians, when Volume 1 was coming out, I rented a copy of Super and I watched it, and you know, that's, I'm not saying he doesn't make movies like that anymore, but there was something uncomfortable about it for me at that time. And I mean, that was a while ago, but I feel like Disney knew what they were getting when they hired James Gunn for Guardians, when they brought him on. And, you know, he did Guardians 1, Guardians 2, working on Guardians 3, had a little bit of a role in Infinity War. Like, he's become a voice in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and for Marvel Studios. And I feel like Disney caved to some online, like, blackmail kind of stuff. And I don't want to get into that. I don't want to bring a whole episode down. I did two kind of rough episodes last month in June, and I don't want to do that again. So anyway, I'm frustrated by the whole thing. I'm frustrated with the choice that Disney made. I'm going to say that I don't think it was the right choice. I feel like they shouldn't have caved. I feel like they should have really looked at things, because people do change. And he has admitted he has changed, and he has proven that he has changed, and he's not the same guy he was 10 years ago. So that's all I want to say about that. I don't want to get too far off on some tangent and bring the episode down. So let's go ahead and move on to the main topic, which will be trailers from San Diego Comic-Con 2018.
My father was a lighthouse keeper. My mother was a queen. But life has a way of bringing people together.
We could unite our worlds one day.
Check it out. Arthur is talking to the fish.
Let me go!
They made me what I am. Permission to come aboard.
I've been looking for you. Your half-brother, King Orm, is about to declare war upon the surface world. The only way to stop this war is for you to take your rightful place as king.
Trust me, I am no king.
You do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
That was the worst pep talk ever.
You might want to strap in. Welcome home.
My brother has come from the surface to challenge me for the throne.
We call it an ass whooping. I'm no leader. I came because I had no choice. I came to save my home and the people that I love.
You think you're unworthy to lead because you're of two different worlds? That is exactly why you are worthy.
That was awesome.
surface. And I'm bringing the wrath of the seven seas with me.
We're here.
What are you doing?
Wait, wait, wait.
You should have a parachute.
Redheads, you gotta love them.
We got to see this trailer for Aquaman, and I'm going to have to say that I do think that I'm kind of excited for it. I want to like this movie. I want to give DC their fair chance with these new properties after Justice League. I feel like maybe they're going to course correct. Shazam will be coming later in the episode, but I like Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I didn't care for him as Aquaman in Justice League. There was no development for the character in that movie, and this just kind of goes back to the idea that DC needs to slow down, develop the characters more, and then, not that they have to do an Infinity War or Avengers-style movie, but they just need to slow down. They need to let us know who these characters are, because no matter how much you've read in comic books, there is still that relationship that you have to make with the character on screen, because the character on screen, whether it's Aquaman, Iron Man, Captain America, you know, Ant-Man, whoever it is, there's got to be a relationship in there. They're going to be different than the comic books. And I think that's why so many nerds and geeks have nerd rage. That's one thing that the podcast has been rooted in, is making sure that we don't get too upset over the fact that the Aquaman on the movie is different than Aquaman in the comic book. So I'm interested. I'm a little nervous. I guess I'll just get a little personal here. I'm terrified of sharks. I am not a fan of the ocean. Could possibly be afraid of water. I don't know. Yes, I'm 31. But there's something interesting to me about this movie. So I am on board. I hope it's going to be fun, but I hope it's going to develop a character and that I'll find good in the DC universe.
It's amazing to meet you. It is simply extraordinary. Maybe this will all make sense if I explain who I am.
My name is Dr. Ellie Staple, and I'm a psychiatrist. My work concerns a particular type of delusion of grandeur. It's a growing field. I specialize in those individuals who believe they are superheroes.
Good for you.
The three of you've convinced yourselves you have extraordinary gifts, like something out of a comic book.
David Dunn, the only person to survive that train wreck all those years ago.
What do you do?
I'm in security.
You think you have superpowers?
It's a feeling. Vision. I have to touch them.
You believe you are a protector.
My name is Patricia.
I have no question. There are 2 dozen identities.
I'm Mary Reynolds.
Por favor, senora.
We almost got you, bro.
That live in that body with you.
The beast is coming any minute now for you guys.
But what I am questioning is your belief that you are something more than human.
And yet, it is true. My bones break easily. I've had 94 breaks in my life.
But you have an extraordinary IQ.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
No, way.
And yet, some of us still don't die with bullets. Some of us can still bend steel. I've been waiting for the world to see that we exist. May I meet the Beast?
I hope for your sake that he likes you.
That sounds like the bad guys teaming up. A lot of people are going to die.
Don't do this.
Are you ready?
What do we call you, sir?
First name, Mister. Last name, Blast.
I have not watched all of Unbreakable. Believe it or not. But I did watch Split, and I loved it. I actually own a copy of Split, which is a rare thing. I rarely actually buy movies anymore. I usually rent them, and even if I do like them, I rarely buy them. The MCU movies, I don't own a single one. And I love them. I'm a huge MCU fan. But I own Split. And I really like it. And I cannot wait for Glass. I really can't. I think what M. Night Shyamalan is doing here is potentially pretty outstanding. See, he started with Unbreakable. And from what I understand, I guess I can't say that I haven't watched Unbreakable. I just don't know that I've watched the whole thing. I feel like I've missed out on parts of it. But what he's done with Unbreakable was to slowly build kind of this, his own, you know, universe. Just these interlaced stories. And he did it very well. He did it very well with Split because, you know, Split, you watch that movie and it isn't until the end of that movie that you realize that it's connected to Unbreakable. And I feel like he's very smart in taking his time to develop this. Now, for all I know, he could have written Unbreakable as a one-off and thought, oh, that was a really good idea. And then he makes Split and he goes, well, let's play in that world a little bit. And then he makes Glass because, you know, cinematic universes are the thing now. But I don't know, there's something that I get really, really excited for with this trailer. It gives me the creeps because of the Beast, the character that James McAvoy plays, and Samuel L. Jackson's, you know, Glass, like, he's very intelligent, and, you know, he's, maybe he's the bad guy, he seems like the bad guy, the Beast is definitely the bad guy, and Bruce Willis's character is the hero. It's very interesting. I'm excited to see this one. I hope I just said what I said and it made sense. But there's something that I love about the fact that he's taking his time. I'm really hoping this is a good movie. I'm hoping we are back to seeing good M. Night Shyamalan movies because it's been a while. Split was great. I did not watch all of The Visit. I think that's what it was called, where the kids go and visit their grandparents. I think that's what it's called. But I'm interested to see where this goes.
Our world is changing. The mass extinction we feared has already begun, and we are the cause. We are the infection.
Hello.
like all living organisms, the Earth unleashed a fever to fight this infection. Its original and rightful rulers, the Titans. For thousands of years, these creatures have remained in hiding around the world. And unless all the Titans are found, our planet will perish, and so will we. They are the only guarantee that life will carry on.
So I didn't grow up watching Godzilla movies. I actually had a friend who in elementary school who absolutely loved Godzilla, and I never really got into it. So I kind of have mixed feelings about this. I did not watch Kong Skull Island, which from what I understand is part of this movie. There's something related in that movie to this one. I think it's part of like this Universal Monsters thing. I don't know. This is just what I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. And I watched the Godzilla movie that came out a couple years ago with Bryan Cranston in it. Didn't really get into it. So I guess kaiju movies outside of maybe Pacific Rim, they're not really my thing. I haven't really taken the time to watch and understand and digest the lore that is kaiju. So this trailer, it does have me interested. But I'm worried that I'm not going to know enough going into it. So I'm probably going to have to watch Godzilla and then Kong Skull Island before I watch this. But I'm interested. I'm always interested in these movies, and then I get bored. So I actually, for this movie in particular, Godzilla King of the Monsters, I want to know what you think about this movie. Are you excited for it? I know that there are some people listening to the show who are huge into kaiju movies. Maybe you can let me know what you are excited about, why Godzilla is so interesting to you. Boy, this sounds a lot like Superman. I want to know what you guys think, because I don't have a lot of thoughts. I think it looks cool. I think this movie, this trailer looks cool, but I don't have a lot to go off of. So this is your movie to tell me about. How's that?
Hello?
Who are you?
Everything led me here. To you. You're the boy from the circus.
You got no place to hide. And I'm feeling like a villain, got a hunger inside. Nowhere to hide from all of this.
Please, can you help me?
Madness, madness.
Where's Batman?
Batman.
There's something evil inside of me.
You're scared, I get it. But you can control it.
You don't know what I've become.
Sometimes, when I feel the darkness, it feels good. My mom says there's no such thing as monsters.
I used to think that. I was wrong.
When DC decided that they were going to launch their DC Universe service, and I think I talked a little bit about it on a previous episode of the podcast, but it's a digital streaming service. It's going to have TV, movies, and comics all in one service. And I'm still, I wasn't actually able to sign up for their, you know, their not really beta kind of thing, but I wasn't able to kind of subscribe already. I do believe it comes out in August. Maybe not. Anyway, I think it comes out in August. But watching this trailer, I was excited to see what they were going to do. And I'm worried that with this show, they are stepping back into that, oh, we need to be dark and gritty kind of a thing. And that's so frustrating for me as a fan. It has potential to be good. I don't know. I mean, I'll probably end up watching it. I'm really disappointed. I was hoping to get a better feel for what the show is. And if this is all that it is, that it's dark, that it's, you know, super edgy, and we're going to be throwing language around, which personally, language doesn't bother me. But I don't know. It feels like, you know, a 2000s like emo music video to me for whatever reason. It could be the color palette. I don't know. I'm just not very impressed with Titans right now. Maybe if we get another trailer, it might change my mind. I don't know. But I'm gonna pass on this for now. I don't know. It just, something didn't appeal to me. The guy playing Robin, or, you know, Dick Grayson, I don't think he bothered me. Raven bothered me a little bit. Just, again, that emo vibe, which I get it. I mean, you get it in Teen Titans Go, but that's fun. They kind of play with that a little bit. But this just, it feels like, I don't know. Maybe it's going to be awesome. It'll knock everybody's pants off. I don't know. But I have to give it a hard pass right now. It just doesn't look great. And having read some of the Titans books, you know, it's not always that dark. Like, I want to see this camaraderie. I want to see the team build and bounce off of each other. And right now, it's Robin and Raven. And, you know, you get a little bit of glimpse of Hawk and Dove, but I don't know. I want to see more before I make my full 100%, you know, definite opinion. But right now, I'm not very interested.
You've run from foster homes in 6 counties.
I can take care of myself.
When you're 18, give these people a chance, because that's what they're giving you.
This is Billy Batson. Make sure you make him feel at home.
They seem nice, but don't buy it. It gets real Game of Thrones around here. Dude, just messing around. You look at me and you're like, why so dark? You're a disabled foster kid. You've got it all. If you could have one superpower, what would you pick? Everybody chooses flight. You know why?
So they can fly away from this conversation?
No, because heroes fly.
What, you need your fake family to stand up for you? Hey! Man, sorry about that.
Go, go, go! Grab it! Get out of the way!
Bailey Batson. I choose you as champion.
Hello?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam.
Are you for real?
Say it!
Okay! Shazam?
This means Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
AM to the BM, BM to the AM.
You have super strength. BM, you just got. Can you fly?
If I quit your BM, I still ride Mercedes. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest.
You okay? Why are you talking?
BM, sit down.
You know, I don't think that's gonna buff out.
Your phone's charged.
What the hell?
You're like a bad guy, right?
Shazam!
Gentlemen!
You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
You're dead.
Sorry about your window!
Have a good
but
night!
You're welcome for not getting robbed!
Oh, hey. Sup, I'm a superhero.
I might have been one of the people who was like, oh, this suit is so bright, but I'm okay with it. I could not quit smiling ear to ear while watching the trailer for Shazam. I like Zachary Levi a whole lot. I think he's a really cool guy. I think he's a perfect fit for the character of Shazam, who, you know, I haven't read a lot of Shazam or Captain Marvel as he used to be, but I always thought of him as the more relatable version of Superman, and this movie still makes me feel like that, and it's right there, it's right at the top of, out of all these movies, it's got to be, you know, tied probably with Shazam, or with Glass, for which one I want to see the most. I'm excited to see a fun superhero movie. That's what I love about Ant-Man. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but it fits into that continuity. Shazam seems like it's going in that same route where it's going to be comedy, but it's also that superhero story that you're wanting out of the character. And I can't say enough good things about it. I'm very excited to see this. I think the advertising has been fun with, you know, Shazam drinking his cola, and it seems like it's going to be so much fun, and I really, really hope it is. I think that DC needs to play the genre game. Just because it's a superhero movie doesn't mean that there's not a genre inside of that superhero movie. This is a comedy movie, but it doesn't need to be over the top. Take things seriously when it needs to be serious. And I think it's doing that with, you know, the bullying, the orphan, you know, an adoption kind of thing, you know, foster parents, that those topics, I think those are serious and they can hit on those really well if they're smart, but then they also need to hit on the humor. And I think they did, with Billy's friend, you know, talking about how he's, you know, a disabled orphan, you know, and he's got everything. I think that is very clever. And I think it's a good way to maybe start to balance out the DC movie universe. And I think they're going to do that with Aquaman. I just hope they don't push it too far. So I'm pretty excited for DC right now. How about that? Yeah. Anyway, that is going to do it for this episode. I just wanted to kind of review some movie trailers real quick, and I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know what you think. You can get a hold of the podcast on Twitter or on Facebook. They're both Geek This Podcast. Or you can leave a comment on the show notes over at geekthispodcast.com. And I don't think I have any announcements. The show is still on schedule so far, and I'm enjoying making it, and hopefully David will be back on the show soon. There have been several movies that we've both seen that we have not had a chance to talk about, so hopefully we'll be able to get something figured out. So that's going to do it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you in the next... I can't talk. I will talk to you in the next episode. But until then, keep on geeking out. Geek This is a production of Crimson Creature Media. Music for this episode can be found at podcastmusic.blueberry.com. The show opener was produced by Music Radio Creative, and you can find links for this episode and more at geekthispodcast.com.